Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We begin by praising the Almighty Allah, our Creator, our Sustainer, our Nourisher, our Cherisher. And we send countless salutations and blessings upon our beloved leader and master, Nabiyuna Habibuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I take this opportunity to welcome every single one of you to this auspicious gathering dedicated especially for the youth. It's such a coolness to the eyes and very warming to the heart to see so many youth who have attended today. Those uncles with the grey beard, we know you're young at heart, don't worry. We can all benefit, inshallah. My beloved brothers, wallahi, we do not understand the value Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the youth. If you look globally in the world, all the attention is on the youth. The youth are in demand. If you look in the sporting world, in the sporting industry, they're always looking for young blood, young players to drive their team, who can bring some strength to the team. And if you look in the military, in the army, they are conscripting youngsters. They want youth to defend their country. They're looking for that vigor, that young blood. If you look in the business world, they're looking for young blood to push their business, who have innovative ideas, young at heart, fresh ideas. This is the value and importance the world gives to the youth. The youth are in demand. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given so much of value to the youth. We all know how difficult it is growing up in that age of our life where everything is not right. Our minds are not working properly. Things are becoming difficult. Our bodies are changing. You know, temperatures are rising. The temptations are blazing. The fitna around us is raging. And everything around us looks so amazing that, you know, we get so enticed and we feel so difficult to keep our grounds and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given so much of virtue to the youth, that that person who lives his life in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that despite all these difficulties that he faces on a daily basis, and serious, only the youth know what they are going through. Sometimes we feel our parents, our grandparents don't understand what we are going through, but they've also been through it. So the youth know what they are going through. It's a very difficult time in their life. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given such a great virtue, such great importance to a person who lives his life in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if a person, when those desires and temptations come, and he restrains himself and he holds himself back only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him, that on the day of Qiyamah, when everyone is running helter-skelter, when the sun will be above our heads, and it will be a very difficult day for everyone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singles out the category of the youth, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them a special favor, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them shade under His arsh. Allahu Akbar. What better virtue, what a great virtue, especially for the youth. So alhamdulillah, today we're going to hear some very profound advices. Many of us may have come here with different intentions. Some of us maybe are lost in life and we are looking for some direction. And we saw this poster and we saw that maybe I can find some answers to my questions. Maybe I can find some direction in my life. Maybe some of us, you know, it's the holidays and we are a little bit bored at home, so we saw the poster, so we said, you know, let me just see what's happening here. Maybe I'll benefit somewhat. Some of us may be irritating our mothers at home. So our father said, you know, just go and do something good once in your life. You know, my daddy sent me here. So whatever the case may be, we might be for different intentions. But let us all sit here with a clean heart. Let us empty out our minds and our hearts. And sit here with the intention of gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be such beautiful advices being given today that there is no doubt that a person will not leave from here empty-handed. All we need is that sincerity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at what's in our hearts. We make that small step to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is willing to open up avenues and roads for us. So nevertheless, we will begin the program by Qirat by Qari Muhammad Aslam.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا. إذا والفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا. ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا. نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. وربطنا على قلوبهم قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها. لقد قلنا إذا شططا. هؤلاء قوم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا. وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة منه ذلك من آيات الله ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا صدق الله مولانا العظيم.
It's a car that's blocking. ND448703. It's a Toyota Corolla. Please move your car. ND448703. MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. How beautiful are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how soothing it is to the ears. And how sweet it is to the heart. The words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ladies have recited the verses of Surah Kaf. And we all know the story of the sleepers of the cave. I just want to highlight one point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his youth in Quran. And it was a quality that they had, that the iman was being attacked in their time, in their era, and the environment was not conducive for the iman. So these youngsters had to make a very difficult decision to isolate themselves from their families, from their homes, with the sole purpose and the intention to fortify the iman and not to let it get tainted by the fitan that was happening around them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated this so much that for thousands of years until the day of Qiyamah, for eternity, we will be mentioning their names in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated this so much that in a book that will remain till eternity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them. So my beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to isolate ourselves in a cave now. Although there is many, many vices and there is a lot of fitnas happening around us, there has to be some effort on our iman. That we do not need to isolate ourselves in a cave, but we need to isolate ourselves from the sins and the vices that are happening around us. Alhamdulillah, every Thursday night, season dependent, There is a program that takes place, just like how we are having a program today. There is a program that takes place after Maghrib. And there are many beautiful advices to give us, to guide us. And there are ulama who are willing to sacrifice their time to give attention to the youth. So we can make this environment our cave. We can make this environment our once a week to isolate ourselves from our environment around us, from our families and our friends. And come here with the sole intention to attach ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do this and we make that small step to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up avenues that we can't even imagine. If that desire is coming in our heart now, then we must act on it because that is tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know if that voice is going to come again. If we want to change and that desire is coming in our heart now, that you know we are living a life which is not the best. I'm not living a life in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I want to make a change. To come in the environment of the masjid and listen to the words of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best way for us to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should no way think that, you know, it's just some boring bayans and we're just going to be sitting here for the sake of it. No, living a life in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very, very enjoyable. You have to taste it yourself to know what I'm talking about. So, in order for us to experience this, listen to what I'm saying and come yourself and listen to the advices that are being said on in this masjid on a Thursday night after the Maghrib Salah, season dependent. Next, we got Mulana Fahim Asmal, who is no stranger to this masjid, the Imam of the community, to give us some advices on the temptations that the youth face and how to solve these problems.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه وتحلى بصفاته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ادخلوها بسلام آمنين صدق الله العظيم. My most beloved friends and dear youth, I want each and every one of you who are seated here to close your eyes. And for the next 30 seconds, I want every one of you to make a list of anything and everything that your heart desires of the things of this world. No restrictions, no limitations, no questions asked. Anything that you feel will bring happiness to you, will bring joy to you, will bring contentment to you. There is no limit to the budget that has been given to you. There will be no delays in the delivery or in the shipping system. Whatever your heart desires will be given to you. Whatever comes onto that list, no questions will be asked. You will not be answerable to anyone. You will not have to explain how or why you wanted that item. And then we can open our eyes. And just for a moment try and imagine that we find somebody in this world who is willing to fulfill every desire of ours, who is willing to make every dream of ours a reality, who is willing to make our wishes come true. And that entire list had to be brought in front of us. Every item you wished for was given to you. If it was the latest supercar or hypercar, it will be waiting outside for you. If it is the latest cell phone, it will be within your pocket. If it is a toned physique that you are after, it will be granted to you, with no dieting and no gym time. But then let us take a step back. Those of us who desired the latest car, imagine that car was waiting outside. Shiny paintwork, the smell of that new leather. And now let us fast forward 2 or 3 years. That very same car which was once shiny and new will now be in need of a polish. It will require maintenance. The technology will now be outdated. In fact, in all likelihood, there would probably be a new model in production. That car which brought joy to our hearts will no longer bring joy to our heart. If it was the latest cell phone that we were after, 16 Pro Max, or for those that have taste, S24 Ultra. Let us fast forward just a few months. That also will be outdated. The software will require an update. The hardware will be outdated. The screen will no longer be the best in the market. That phone which once fulfilled every desire of mine, again my eye will be on the next one. Those of us who desired a toned and muscular physique, that also give it a few months of bad dieting, of bad eating habits, of skipping gym time. That physique also will no longer be enough for me. Whatever we may have desired, no matter what it is, even if we had to find somebody willing to give it to us, willing to make it a reality, willing to make it come true, then too it won't be enough. It will be short-lived. The enjoyment will be temporary. But imagine, beloved friends, imagine there was a world where those desires of ours will really become a reality, where our dreams will really be fulfilled, where every wish of ours will really come true. But the difference is, those enjoyments won't be short-lived. There the technology will never be outdated. There will be no imperfections. There will be no flaws and faults. There will be no weaknesses. It will be happiness upon happiness, joy upon joy, ecstasy upon ecstasy. There will be no limit and no end to the happiness that will surge through our veins. Every need of ours will be taken care of. Every wish of ours will come true. Every desire of ours will become a reality. That world, beloved friends, does exist. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already given you the entrance ticket. On the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we heard in the introduction, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam explains, one of those fortunate groups that will be given entrance into the VIP waiting room. And it will be said to them that the next step of your journey is this world that I described. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. Desire to your heart's content, this will be given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is just one condition. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want that entrance ticket, شَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that youngster who grew up in the obedience of Allah, in the worship of Allah, he made every effort to protect himself from the trials around him. He suppressed his temptations and desires. He will hold that entrance ticket. And he will be given entry into that VIP room, where the cool wind of Jannah will be blowing upon him. The bounties and the blessings will be within reach of him. And it will be said that your next destination, every desire of yours will be fulfilled. For us to understand this, the hadith is in Sahih Muslim. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is the narrator. According to one narration, the last person who is about to fall into the fire of Jahannam. And according to another narration, he has already entered the fire of Jahannam. And Allah will say to the angels, go and stop him. Take him out. And this person will describe his condition. قَدْ قَشَبَنِي رِيحُهَا وَأَحْرَقَنِي ذَكَاؤُهَا. The flames and the heat have already scorched me. And then he will turn around and address the fire of Jahannam. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَجَّانِي مِنْ. He'll say, blessed is that being who saved me from you. And as he takes a breath, and he tries to overcome the horrifying ordeal that preceded him, فَتُرْفَعُ لَهُ شَجَرَةٌ. Listen to what will happen. A tree will emerge in the distance. And this person will look at this tree, and he will notice the shade under the tree, and he will notice the sweet and fresh water beneath that tree, and he will call out to Allah, and he will say, oh, Ya Rabb, adnini min hadhihi shajara, fala astadhilla bi dhilliha, wa ashraba min ma'iha. Oh Allah, allow me to go closer to this tree. I want to take rest under the shade. I want to drink the water that is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, hold on. Not so fast. What guarantee do you give me that you will not ask for anything else? And this person will then say to Allah, as we say in our language, Wallahi, Qassam, I won't ask for anything else. Ya Rabbi wa Izzatik. Oh Allah, I swear by your grandeur and majesty, I will not ask for anything else. Allah will say, your wish has been granted. And then as he takes rest under that tree, فَتُرْفَعُ لَهُ شَجَرًا, another more beautiful tree will emerge in the distance. And again that call will come onto his lips. Oh Allah, how's an upgrade? And again the same thing will be said to him, how do I know you won't ask for anything else? Again he will swear by Allah's grandeur and majesty. The narration is very lengthy. Eventually he will see the door of Jannah in the distance. Ya Rabbi qaddimni inda babil Jannah. Oh Allah, allow me to go close to the door of Jannah. And when he reaches there, Allah will then say to him what I said to you in the beginning of this program. Ya abdi tamanna ma shi'at. Allah will also say to him, now you start to desire. You also make your list. What is it that you want? What is it that you require? What are the bounties and blessings that you are in need of? Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, this person will desire and desire and desire until his mind doesn't work any longer. His thoughts have been exhausted. فَيُذَكِّرُهُ رَبُّهُ. Allah will then prompt him, haven't you forgot to ask for this? Haven't you forgot to ask for that? Until his entire list has been made, إِذَا انْتَهَتْ بِهِ الْأَمَانِ. There's nothing more that he can possibly ask for. And when that list is now put in front, Allah will now say to him, لَكَ ذَلِكَ وَمِثْلُهُ مَعَهُ. Oh my slave, your entire list has been fulfilled. Everything has been granted to you. Abdullah bin Mas'ud begins to smile. And then he says to the people around him, are you not going to ask me why I'm smiling? So they say, oh Abdullah, وَمِمَّ تَضْحَكَ. Why are you smiling? He says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this to us, he also began to smile. We posed the very same question to him, O Messenger of Allah, why are you smiling? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مِن دِحْكِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I am envisioning the smile of Allah Rabbul Izzah. When this person in amazement will turn to Allah and say, أَوَتَسْتَهْزِئُ بِي وَأَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Oh Allah, are you making a fool out of me? Is this just some big joke? And I'm going to be sent back to the fire of Jahannam. Allah will say to him, everything has been granted to you. Every desire of yours has been fulfilled. Every wish of yours has come true. This world is a reality, beloved friends. And as I mentioned, the entrance ticket is already within our hands. The effort now has to be made to leave this world with that ticket secure. What is the entrance ticket? My iman, my a'mal. The most valuable possessions in the entire world, without which I will not gain entry into this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us. But we know that the temptations are there around us. Only you know what you're going through on a daily basis. The challenges that are there, whether it be on your cell phone, whether it be at school, whether it be when the weekend comes. And right now we are facing a very delicate time of the year. If there were temptations in the first 11 months of the year, those temptations will now be tenfold. If we did have resolve in the first 11 months of the year, our resolve will now be weakened. The temptation will hit us with such force that the youngster will think to himself, I might as well give up. There is no hope for me. I will give you just three things which you need to do. Just three things. And although it may seem challenging, but in reality it is very easy. Allah has given you the potential and the capacity to do it. If you want to protect your iman and secure that entrance ticket, then throughout your life, but especially during this period of the year, the very first thing, come what may, at all costs, every salah of mine should be read with jamaat in the masjid. This is non-negotiable, no matter where I may be. If I am on a holiday somewhere, and there is no masjid close by, at least ensure I find one person also and read that salah with jamaat. Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah has recorded the hadith of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. The sahaba come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi of Allah, there is a youngster from the Ansar. لَا يَدَعُ شَيْئًا مِّنَ الْفَوَاحِشِ وَالسَّرِقَةِ إِلَّا رَكِبًا. There is no vice or transgression that he is not involved in. Immodesty, he is there. Theft, he is there. You name it, he is at the forefront. But O Messenger of Allah, he attends the salah in the masjid behind you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a beautiful response he gives. سَتَنْهَاهُ صَلَاتُ. His salah will soon become a deterrent for him. Leave him to continue, but let him continue coming to the masjid. The narrator says it was just a short while, perhaps a matter of days, when this person turned to Allah in repentance and his entire life changed. Why? Through the blessings of salah with jamaat in the masjid. This is the very first thing for us to hold firm onto. Secondly, at all costs, avoid the avenues of sin and transgression. The more we will frequent avenues where our iman is at stake, where the temptations are raging, the quicker we will find our resolve weakening. And it will reach a point where we will really give up. It is impossible that butter be placed next to the stove and it doesn't melt. We are young men, the desires are raging within us. The temptations are there within us. At all costs, avoid the environments of transgression and sin. And it does not mean that externally my appearance is pious, that I am saved. Like that youngster who went to the shopping mall. He had no business being there. But he just went window shopping. Or perhaps he went to see who was shopping. But he had some sort of concern. He keeps his gaze down. He's got his kurta, his topi, his beard. And then as he looks up, he sees coming from the other direction, that young girl. She also has her scarf, her niqab, her parda. And immediately he puts his head down, astaghfirullah. How can I look at her? But the temptation was there, the desire was there. He lifts his head up again, just to see, maybe she's looking at me. And the eyes meet. And then he thinks to himself, I have to look away. So he looks into the window of the shop, and he pretends as though he's looking at the items on display. But in the meanwhile, he's straightening his topi. He's putting his beards. She must see my appearance. Perhaps she'll be attracted to my first-length beard or my shining white kurta. He also is not safe from temptation. So it does not mean if externally my appearance is correct that I will be safe and protected. At all costs, avoid the environments of sin and transgression. And the third advice for us to implement, especially during this period, as was already mentioned, is that at least once a week for now, isolate myself from my normal environment and come into the environment of the masjid. It may be some program that is taking place. It may be the Hayatul Sahaba program that is taking place. We will hear the stories of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. It may be a zikr majlis that is taking place. We will take the name of Allah. We will shed a few tears and make dua to Allah. But sometimes it is just that half an hour once a week that will provide the fuel that will carry me for the rest of the week. And as was already mentioned before me, if we have not yet tasted it, come and taste it. That person who has never played the sport, he won't understand the enjoyment in it. And he'll say to you, you gone crazy, you're spending so much of money on this. And so much of money you're spending just buying equipment for this. And you're getting so tired, and your body is paining and your limbs are paining, but you keep on going back. And what will the person who is addicted say? You haven't tasted the enjoyment. You haven't tasted the ecstasy. Likewise, come and taste the ecstasy within deen. Allah has kept his deen enjoyable. Allah has kept his deen very sweet, very pleasant, very pleasurable. These three points, beloved friends and youth, if we can leave tonight with just this within our lives, bring these three points within our lives, especially for this period, and then see how that entrance ticket will be secured. One day our eyes will close. We may think that is very far off, but the time will come. And then we will enter that realm and that world. And there genuinely someone will say to you, close your eyes and desire. You will make that list. The list will go on and on and on. and every single item on that list will be given to you. This is the promise from Allah, the promise from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right now make this intention. I want to reach there. I have been created for that world. I want to get there. And I will do all that it takes to secure the entrance ticket. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
JazakAllah khair to Mulana for those excellent advices. Just a story mentioned, related to what Mulana has mentioned, that back in the days, in one village, one man, he went out to look for his two donkeys that had gotten lost. His family had lost his two donkeys. So he went around searching for these donkeys, and he saw a lady dressed head to toe in niqab, hijab. But you know how shaitan works. He beautifies everything. So this man got attracted to this lady. Now he completely forgot about his two donkeys. So he begins following this lady. And he's begging her, please, I want to see your face. I'm so infatuated with you. Please, can I just see your face? Give me one chance to see your face. So this lady eventually, she agrees. And she says, okay, I'll let you see my face. And she lifts up her veil. And yeah, you know they say, nice from far, but far from nice. When you see the face, you see that it's got an abnormally big mouth, and our teeth are sticking out, long teeth. And then you told her, you know, your mouth reminded me that I need to look for my two donkeys. So my beloved brothers, this is the reality of this life. It seems so sweet and enjoyable from the outside. But when a person tastes it, he realizes it's not what it's all about to be. The reality of the hereafter is the real life. That when a person tastes that enjoyment of deen, then he realizes there's no sweetness really in this dunya. And a person, when he is aspiring for something, he wants the best phone, right? He got the best phone. He wants the best car, right? He got the best car. After that, what's the next step? He loses the enjoyment. That same car that he had is outdated. That same phone that he has 1 year later is outdated. There's no enjoyment in these things. The true enjoyment lies in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next up, we have a nasheed that will be rendered by Mulana Uwais Adamji. We are encouraged to join along in the chorus if you know the words. And also an important note that when we listen to these anasheed, it is not merely for entertainment purposes. We must try and follow the meaning, try and understand what is being said, so we can take maximum benefit from what is being said.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والليل دجى من وفرته الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته الله 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 جبريل أتى ليلة أسرى والرب دعا في حضرته جبريل أتى ليلة أسرى والرب دعا في حضرته الله 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 فضله وعلا أهدى السبل لدلالته فاق الرسلا فضله وعلا أهدى السبل لدلالته الله 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 Allah 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 كنز الكرم مولى النعم هادي الأمم لشريعته كنز الكرم مولى النعم هادي الأمم لشريعته الله 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 أزكى النسب أعلى الحسب كل العرب في خدمته أزكى النسب أعلى الحسب كل العرب في خدمته الله 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 Allah 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 سعت الشجر نطق الحجر شق القمر بإشارته سعت الشجر نطق الحجر شق القمر بإشارته الله 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 Allah 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 الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته Allah 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 Allah
thankful and always Jazakallah Khair for that beautiful nasheed, which was in the praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Next we have Mulana Raja, who is also no stranger to the community, to be giving us some advices. The topic discussed is that many become famous, but very few become legends. Come on, Raja.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. As-salatu was-salamu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected ulama, respected elders, and especially my young friends and brothers, I'd like to pose a question, not to elder people, but to the younger generation. I'd like to ask you, how many of you have heard the name Prince Nasim? How many of you have heard the name Muhammad Azhruddin? Or how many of you have heard the name Jahangir Khan? All the young people have heard these names before. Please raise your hands. Anyone? No one. Ask you another question. The younger people, how many among you have heard the name Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Khalid bin Walid, Salahuddin Ayyubi, Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? All those young people have heard these names before. Please raise your hands. Almost everyone. And what is amazing about this, my dear brothers, that the first group of names that I mentioned, these were very, very popular, famous sporting stars, not 100 years ago, or not 500 years ago, just 10 or 20 years ago. Many of them are perhaps still living. And the second group of names that I mentioned, these people passed away over, some of them hundreds of years ago, and some of them thousands of years ago, and still you know the second group, but you do not know the first group. The amazing thing is, my dear brothers, the first group of names I mentioned, these people not long ago were on the front pages of sporting magazines. They were on the billboards. They were endorsed by Nike and by Reebok and by Adidas. They were people who were on the TV screens. People were rushing to get their autographs. And none of you know them. Just a mere 20 or 30 years later, none of you know them. But the first, second group of people, no interviews, no billboards, no endorsements, but thousands of years later and still all of you know of them. What is the difference, my dear brothers? What is the difference? A poet puts it very nicely. He says, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ لِلْحُرُوبِ رِجَالًا وَرِجَالًا لِقَصْعَةِ وَثَرِيدِ. Some men are made for war, and other men are made for the pots and the pans. Some men will live their lives, and the person will attain zero. Another person will live his life, and he will become a hero. Some people, we will talk about them, and we will say, he was okay. And other people, you will talk about them, and as the youngsters say, he is the OG. Some people will come in this world, they will live their life, they will live an average life, they will pass away, and not many people will talk about them. Other people may become famous, and people will talk about them maybe for the next 20 or 30 years. But other people become legends. And thousands and hundreds and thousands of years after that, people will still remember them. People will still love them. People will emulate them. People will wish to follow in their footsteps. People will salute them. My dear young friends, my intention tonight is not to give you a long bayan. My intention is not to tell you about what a difficult and bad time you're living. We all know about this. My intention is not to tell you how good you are or how bad you are. But my intention is to tell you and make you realize who you are. My dear young friends, every person with the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam burning in his heart, that person is a very, very great person who can achieve very, very great things and do very, very big things. Each person who has the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart, that person has a lion that is lurking within him, The lion is waiting to be uncaged. The lion is waiting to be unleashed. Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who realized his potential and lived to his potential, what he became known as Asadullahi wa Asadu Rasuli, the lion of Allah and the lion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali radiallahu ta'ala in the battle of Khaybar, a very, very experienced warrior of the Jews comes out and he's bragging and he's singing poetry. قَدْ عَلِمَ الْخَيْبَرْ أَنِّي مَرْحَبُ شَاكِ السِّلَى بَطَلٌ مُجَرَّبُ. Khaybar knows very well who I am. I am famous. I am that battle-hardened soldier. I am that experienced warrior. My name is Marhab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قُمْ يَا عَلِي. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, another ummati, who realized his potential, who unleashed the lion within him, he stands up and he says, أنا الذي سمتني أمي حيدرا كليث غابات كريه منظرا سوفيهم بسيفي كيل السندرا. I am the one that my mother called me Haydar. Haydar means a lion. Ali radiallahu ta'ala, initially his name was Haydar, later changed to Ali. I am that lion who my mother called me Haydar. I am like the lion of the jungle, very ferocious to look at. And I will take my full measure from this person with my sword. And with one strike of the sword, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu cuts this person in half. My dear brothers, a lion that is roaming in the jungle, in the Serengeti of Kenya, or the Kruger Park of South Africa, a lion that is in the wild, it runs through the wild freely with the wind blowing through its mane. A lion in the jungle at any given time has multiple lionesses around it. A lion in the jungle is not a scavenger. It does not eat dead, rotting meat. But rather the lion, it hunts down its prey and then it eats fresh meat in the jungle. The lion in the jungle, when it roars, all the animals flee from around it. All the animals in the jungle that are far away hear the roar of the lion and they come to a standstill. But that very same lion, if that very same lion is caught and is put into a zoo behind some bars, in a 10 by 10 cage, that very same lion that was running freely in the Kruger Park, today that lion is confined to a 10 by 10 cage. That same lion that was eating fresh meat in the jungle, today one cow or a horse dies in some farm, and the owner will sell this dead horse to a lion park, and they will cut off a leg of this dead horse, stinking, smelling, rotting, and this will be fed to the lion. The lion in the jungle has many other lionesses around him. Now in the cage is all alone. In the jungle, the lion will roar and everything will come to a standstill. Now the lion will roar in that zoo behind those bars. And the young six-year-old girl will begin to clap her hands. Will say, what a tamasha. How enjoyable, how much fun this is. Not afraid, not scared. Roar again. Why, my dear brothers? Because this lion has these bars in front of it. These bars in front of it. My dear brothers, my young brothers, you are also lions. But we do not have these metal bars in front of us. We have other bars in front of us that are hindering us, that are stopping us from living the life that we are supposed to be living. One bar of New Year's parties, one bar of drugs, one bar of zina, one bar of social media addiction, all these bars before us are stopping us from realizing our potential. My dear friends, you understand, as young people, you can achieve what many of the older people will never be able to achieve. You are young, you have the strength, you have the energy, you have the vision, you have the vibe, you have the move. So you heard of a famous legend, Muhammad Al-Fatih, rahimahullah. He's such a legend in Turkey today. He has an entire district of Turkey named after him, the Fatih district. This person achieved something that many, many Muslims before him had not managed to achieve. And that was to conquer Constantinople. Something which from the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were trying to achieve this. But unfortunately, they were not able to achieve this. This young man is not only that he managed to conquer Constantinople, but go read in the way he did it, his intelligence, his ideas, the way he did it. My dear young friends, this great conqueror, at what age do you think he attained this great achievement? He became the ruler of the Ottoman Empire when he was only 19 years old. And a mere 2 years later, at the age of 21, he achieved this great achievement. He conquered Istanbul. Today, a youngster at that very same age, the most that he is conquering are the stages of Call of Duty, or is reaching legendary level on FC25. But this young man, at the age of 21 years old, he is achieving something that many people before him could not achieve. My dear respected young friends, if you look at the lives of these legends, you will notice that every single legend had two qualities in him. Every single legend, without any exclusion, each one of them had two qualities in them. One, number one, the first quality that every one of them had in them was that they had a goal. They had a vision. They had something that they were working towards. And Alan gave a very beautiful example. He says, imagine we're having a big soccer match. Manchester United, Manchester City against Liverpool. Big match happening. And before the match, the officials remove the goalposts from the field. There's no goalposts on that field. The two teams will go onto that field for 90 minutes. Maybe they'll pass around, they will dribble, they will tackle. But end of the match, yes, there'll be no loser, but there'll definitely be no winner. Likewise, my young friends, we do not have a goal in our lives. We don't have any vision in our lives. Then yes, we will dribble through life. We will tackle the challenges of life. And maybe we may not end up as losers. We may attain something, but we'll definitely not be winners. And many youngsters will say, yes, we have goals. My goal is when I grow up, I want to have a successful career. I want to have a nice car. Every youngster wants a BMW. Every youngster wants an iPhone, or he will say a Samsung. Every youngster wants that. But my dear brothers, these are only personal accolades. These are personal achievements. Greatness is not what you can do for yourself. Greatness is what you can do for others. Greatness is not what you can do for yourself. True greatness is what you can do for others. And greater than that is what you can do for the deen brought by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what you can do for the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have a vision. Have a goal. All of these legends, my dear brothers, the same Muhammad al-Fatih, it's written about him, that when he was a young person, he heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that definitely Constantinople will be conquered by my ummah. And the army that conquers it is a great army. And the leader that conquers it is a very great leader. So Muhammad al-Fatih was inspired. He made this his lifelong goal, that I will become the person prophesied by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith. Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimullah, my dear brothers, we hear about him, and he's famous for conquering Aqsa. It's mentioned that either him or his uncle, Nuruddin Zangi, they had this vision that they want to conquer Aqsa. They had this goal. They had the vision. So what they did, they were so focused on their goal that they built a minbar in Aleppo in Syria. And they said, we are building this minbar. Today, the Masjid al-Aqsa is in the hands of the Christian crusaders. But inshallah, our goal is to take this minbar from here in Aleppo, in Halab, in Syria, and take it all the way to Masjid al-Aqsa, and place it in Masjid al-Aqsa, and deliver our khutbah from this very minbar. They had the goal, they had the vision, my dear brothers. And this inspired them, and this took them forward. And my dear brothers, make the intention. Have some goals, and there is no limit to what you can achieve. One of the greatest obstacles that we face in our lives is the obstacle of self-limitation. It sounds like a very big word, but very simply, what does it mean? That the greatest obstacle in us achieving our goals is none other than ourselves. I ask my young brothers, did any of you young people, did any of your parents, did any of your teachers, did any of your ustads ever tell you, we want you to become an alim? Please do us a favor, become an alim, become an accountant, become a doctor. But do me a favor, don't ever become the liberator of Masjid al-Aqsa. Don't ever become the liberator of Masjid al-Aqsa. Did any parent ever say this to any young person? Never. Then what is stopping us? The only thing that is stopping us from achieving great things is self-limitations. These obstacles that we have in our own lives. We are only ourselves stopping ourselves from achieving great things. So my young friend, have goals, have aspirations, desire and wish for great things. And the second thing, my dear brother, every legend had in him was discipline, was focus, was determination, was working hard. Nobody ever achieved anything without working hard. The poet says, وَمَنْ طَلَبَ الْعُلَى مِنْ غَيْرِ كَدٍ أَضَاعَ الْعُمْرَ فِي طَلَبِ الْمُحَالِ. That person who wants to achieve something great, but he does not want to work for it, he does not want to be disciplined, he is not determined, he is not working hard, then my friend, I'm afraid that you are trying to attain the unattainable. Without hard work, you will never ever be able to attain anything. Without discipline, you will never be able to attain anything. And when I say discipline, many brothers, you know, what is your ulama saying? Have taqwa. We hear this word, we get very frightened. Taqwa means that we must now leave school and we must sit in the masjid the whole day, or take on beat 1,000 beat tasbih and sit in the masjid the whole day pulling the tasbih. This is not discipline. This is not necessarily discipline. This is not necessarily taqwa. What discipline means, and many of you have heard this from me before, discipline simply means a time for everything and everything in its time. A place for everything and everything in its place. When it's time to pray, I pray properly. When it's time to play, I play properly. When it's time to sit and joke, I have a good laugh. When it's time to study, I study hard. When it's time to be with friends and family, then I give my time to my friends and my family. A time for everything and everything in its time. A place for everything and everything in its place. Today the problem is, my dear brothers, at 11 o'clock in the night, when we are supposed to be sleeping, then we are awake on our cell phones wasting time. That is why at 4 o'clock in the morning, when we are waking up for Fajr, we are unable to wake up. A time for everything and everything in its time. So my dear brothers, the second great thing that every religion has was discipline. And lastly, my dear brothers, we understand that you are what they call the Gen Z, Generation Z. Many times the youngsters complain that, Molana, you will never understand what we are going through. You from the old generation. You will never understand. Agreed, my dear brothers. We all accept that the challenges now are very, very great. There are many, many challenges. You as young people have challenges that we never had in our young days. But my dear brothers, understand that with challenges comes a very, very great opportunity. If a team is going onto the soccer pitch and they adopt a 4-4-2 formation, four strikers, four midfielders and only two defenders, they will call this high risk, high return. High risk, high reward. High risk is because you only have two defenders. If the opposing team manages to get past your midfield, they only have two defenders to worry about and you can easily score. High risk, but also high reward. Because if you can get the ball amongst your midfielders and you can get the ball amongst your forwards, then you have numbers pushing up and you can get the reward, you can score goals. In this time that we are living, my dear brothers, we understand, we accept, we agree, it's a difficult time. It's a high risk time where very easily a youngster can slip into temptation. But with that, remember, my dear brothers, it's also a very, very high reward time. I leave you with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein the Prophet mentioned that at the end times, ayyamu sabrin, days of great difficulty, challenges, difficulties. It's a bad time, it's a hard time to be a youngster. But Allah's Nabi said, if a youngster or any person at that time can get his act in order, be focused, have some goals, be disciplined, be determined, then Nabi said the person will get the reward of 50 people. High risk, but high reward. SubhanAllah, we heard about the greatest Sahaba over and over again. But listen to this hadith. He says, 50 people, Sahaba also asked O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you mean they get the reward of 50 people who are not Sahaba, or they get the reward of 50 Sahaba? Nabi Sallam mentioned that you will get the reward of 50 Sahaba. In these days, high risk, high reward, my dear brothers, the temptation is there. It's coming to the end of the year when the temptations will be flooded, be pouring down, if we can be disciplined. If we can just bear these difficulties and these challenges that are coming, and we will get great rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us understanding.
Say Jazakallah to Mulana Raja for that very inspiring advices. I'm sure everyone is inspired after that magnificent advices, because I myself am feeling very inspired. Last, we're coming to the end of our program now. We'll have some dhikr and dua by Mulana Mutala Sahab. We are taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us try and clear our minds, clear our hearts, all our worries and concerns, to leave it one side and connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My most respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters at home listening with the receiver, but more especially my beloved youth, tonight does not feel like a night in December, but it feels like a night in one of the nights of the month of Ramadan. And I'm not going to reiterate the beautiful advices we heard from both our ulama and of course the MC. Allah Ta'ala loves you. My beloved youth, Allah Ta'ala loves you. You are absolutely precious. You are valuable. Aspire to live a pure life. A life free from any type of sin and blemish. Please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Try your best. Maulana said we must come for our salat, read with jamaat in the masjid. Try. Try your best and to sit in the first saf and see how nice you will feel. Ask yourself, the entire day has gone past. How many times I have recited even just one subhanAllah? Imagine the day goes past in our life, we don't even take the name of our Allah. This path that we are all treading upon is known as As-Sirat al-Mustaqeer. And this is the road that takes us to our goal and the direction that Maulana was talking about, and that is our Allah. Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi says, this road towards Allah is your road and yours alone. Others may walk it with you, but they cannot walk it for you. We have to walk it all alone. And inshallah we will reach there. Despite the potholes and despite the oil patches and whatever they may be. But Allah is too kind. When we take baby steps towards Allah, Allah comes running towards us. So inshallah we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And take the name of Allah with feeling, with passion. When you say Allah, let's come from the bottom of your heart with sweetness. And La ilaha illallah, we are saying La to all those maladies of the heart. The anger, the pride, the jealousy we have. Somebody has got some illicit relationship. He's in love with a girl, she's in love with a boy. We are saying La to all this. And fill our hearts with the marifat of Allah, with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beside the Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا ilaha illallah, la 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 ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله forgive us our sins my Allah. Ya Allah, every single sin we committed, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Ya Allah, big sins, small sins, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you concealed our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghaffar al-dhunub, sattar al-uyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, these youth have come tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you brought them here, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make them go empty-handed, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them ambassadors of deed, my Allah. Make everyone who has attended tonight, my Allah, make him from amongst the muttaqeen, salihin, our young sisters at home listening, my Allah. Allah, grant them taqwa also, my Allah. Make us a life of purity and piety, my Allah. Protect us from sins, my Allah. Don't become naraz with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us disobey you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, my Allah. Guide our youth, my Allah. Guide them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are too kind, my Allah. You are loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make mistakes, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will stand, we will fall. Pick us up again, my Allah. Put us onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim, my Allah. Make us have a heart which is brimming with your love, the love of Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make our hearts bright and shining, my Allah. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, all these youth, Ya Allah, and all those who are present tonight, my Allah, listening to this program, my Allah, grant us afiyat,
afiyat in dunya, afiyat in akhirat. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your ma'rifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. The sweetness of your dhikr, my Allah. Sweetness of making your tasbih. Sweetness of reciting your Quran, my Allah. The sweetness of making sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Protect us from all shurur and fitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got different hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got different problems, my Allah. Remove our problems, my Allah. Perhaps that young person is taking drugs, my Allah. Tonight he has listened to the talks, my Allah. And in his heart he has made sincere tawbah, my Allah. You guide him, my Allah. Forgive him, my Allah. Help him, my Allah. Ya Allah, somebody has fallen in love with some haram woman or haram person, my Allah, or haram man. Ya Allah, forgive them, my Allah. Make us live a life of modesty, my Allah, of haya, not immorality, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. People have different types of problems, my Allah. Remove the difficulties the ummah is suffering from, my Allah. The ummah is facing, my Allah. Especially in, ya Allah, in Gaza, my Allah. Grant them afiyat, my Allah. Grant them victory, my Allah. Allah, give the mujahideen victory, my Allah. Give them fathun qareeb, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah. Give us mawt with iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman. Give us mawt in Medina Sharif. Burial in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the day of qiyamah. Rahul the kothul water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter into Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well. Ya Allah, they're going to go for operations, my Allah. Some have already underwent operations, my Allah. Some at home, some at hospitals, my Allah. Grant each one of them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus and give the family sabri jameel. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent hufaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, accept our coming here tonight, my Allah. Especially our youngsters, my Allah. Full our masajid, our youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them hidayat, my Allah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, we're only begging from you, my Allah. We're only asking from you, my Allah. There is no other Allah. There is no other deity that is worthy of worship. Nobody else can help us but you, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alina, ya maulana, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Brothers, when Azan is taking place, please do not talk. Give jawab to the Azan. I've mentioned this many, many times. And after Azan, read the dua after Azan, Durood Sharif first, and the dua after Azan, and then the intercession of Rasul becomes wajib for us in the day of Qiyamah.